This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A big hearty...
Hey, girl, hey!
...to welcome you to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything the Goonies.
I love you, Jason.
I love you, too. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Coming up shortly, Alexis is going to recap the AMAs. Again, yeah. If a tree falls in the forest, does it happen? I forgot it was even on.
I did, yeah. Too.
Oh, man. This song won for collaboration of the year.
Oh, I did it?
Yeah.
That's good.
We'll have a little montage for you, and Lex will tell you best dressed surprises. Then we'll talk some TV, too. Hey, I want to put a bow, because we are up against a forced break there. I want to put a bow on the Bob Iger thing. One more thing of how it affects all of you listening, because it's not just me being excited because I love this guy and I would absolutely bring him into my marriage. But it's a big deal. And wow. Colin would welcome that too, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. But two things.
Forget just first, being friends and hanging out.
That's first. Yeah, that's fine.
Wow, okay.
Yep. I'm going all the way there, Lex. But two things. Number one, it allows me to bring up once again, if you're looking for a good Christmas gift, laugh if you will. But if you have anybody in your life that is a supervisor, I don't care where they're a supervisor, Bob's book from a couple years ago is so good and is a great thing for leaders. Is a great book to
really
read for leaders.
This book, that's great,
Lex. It's and I'm not. I admire this man so much. There is a reason why. There was a collective cheer throughout the Walt Disney Company when it was announced. Everyone loves him. I mean, we got and this is my final thing to put a bow in. It actually pertains to Dawn. We got to understand and how it pertains to all of you listening. This is why this is a big deal. This is the man who brought in Star Wars, Marvel, was able to negotiate with the late Steve Jobs to bring Pixar into the Disney fold. Yeah. The Disney Steve Jobs relationship was frayed, fractured, and not good. And it's really all about relationships. And Iger knows that and was able to meet with Steve and convince him that he could trust Pixar in the hands of Disney. He got he helped National Geographic. He opened parks in China. He was able to, negotiating with the government of China to bring Disney to China. That by itself. guy. And my final thing, if you remember, as far as entertainment, this is why it's great for all of us. This guy knows entertainment. He is probably other than now. Look, he's Mervy Pervy, but TV side, Brandon Tartikoff and Les Moonves and Fred Silverman are three of the best.
Not Bob Iger. You're talking about
But I'm just talking. But
As far you're as talking Mervy about Pervy.
Yeah. Mervy. I know Les Moonves is Mervy Pervy.
Yes.
But he was so good. The guy was great at his job. He knows entertainment. He brought CBS from third to first. Brandon Tartikoff in the 80s with NBC, The Cosby Show, Family Ties, Friends, or not Friends, but Night Court, Fred Silverman, All in the Family. Bob Iger is up there. He programmed for ABC. And he brought a show called Twin Peaks to network television when TV was very different.
He trusted in that weird show and David Lynch, and he's like, let's try it. Let's put this on TV.
He changed television. Back in 89, 90, television was Family Matters and even a different acting style for TV. There wasn't the realism. People always credit The Sopranos and HBO, and that's, yes, But you could move that bookmark back 9 years to when Twin Peaks debuted. Bob Iger changed television.
Yeah, and finally, on a network.
Yeah. And finally, my favorite example that Bob's instincts are great and that will benefit us all. When everybody told him that the worldwide audience would not love and come to see a black superhero, he held firm and said, absolutely. And we are moving forward with Black Panther.
Yes. One of the greatest.
And Bob was vindicated 50 times over. Yeah. So all of this is why you should care about this and how it will affect all of you listening. It's a good thing for all of us that Bob is in charge of entertainment for all of these Disney companies. It's a good thing, Martha.
I have one more good thing, too. And Mike pointed this out doing traffic today. And,
yes, ma'am.
The stock for Disney has skyrocketed.
Yep.
Up 9%.
Yep.
Just pre-market today. So,
yep. Mike's right.
Mm-hmm. What was it? From 2 digits to 3 digits. So that's crazy. And he's known as the best leader in media. So he's back and people are like, let's do it. Let's buy that stock.
I wish I would have bought stock.
Believe me, guys, I know.
Right? Think of the same thing.
Shoot.
And one more thing.
Twitter ones didn't work out so well, I guess.
Yeah. One more thing before we break and then we'll get to actual TV. But Bob, if you're listening, and Mr. Iger, I know that you listen to my talk. Can I ask you one thing for the parks? As you're fixing all of Bob Chapek's mistakes and undoing, Mr. Iger, could I please have you get rid of the park pass reservation system for the Disney parks at Walt Disney World? Thank you very much.
Park pass reservation system.
Yeah, you have to have a reservation.
New thing. It's like one of the many new crappy things.
Yeah, you can't just walk up, Lex. Like if you and Angel bought Angel bought tickets to Walt Disney World, you couldn't just walk up to whatever park you wanted and go, "Hey, I'm coming in." You have to make a reservation for a particular park
and weeks out in advance.
Oh, months sometimes.
Oh, great.
It's horrible. There's no more spontaneity. They've made it so you have to do this and this and this and this and this, and that's why we have a podcast. But so, Mr. Iger. Every Disney fan would hug you. Well, I would too for other reasons, but yeah.
Oh
thank
God,
you.
Wow, you're really hot for him.
You're hot for Bob Iger.
And he's not my type. But there is something. He's such a good leader.
You're not his type either. Looks like he's married with 4 children to a woman.
Yes, who's a great was a journalist too at CNN. Anyway, I love you, Bob.
Willow Bay.
Willow. Yeah.
Wow, what a great name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like someone I'll change my name to
Willow.
Willow Bay.
Change my name to Poppy, a tulip, Poppy. Whatever he needs. Weeping Willow. Whatever he needs me to change my name to. Yeah. When we come back, Alexis has a rundown of the AMAs next. We're so glad you're here. And we hope you're having a spectacular morning.
Why?
Because we care about people, Julia. We care about people.
Yeah.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here at My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Honey Badger.
Honey Badger don't care.
That's right.
That's right.
Honey He's Badger what he don't. Wants.
He is whom he is.
Yeah. You be you, Honey you Badger. You be you.
That's right. Let's talk some TV. American Music Awards, the AMAs. Now, Lex, before you get into surprises, would you like me to run our legendary winner's montage?
You're reading my mind, Jason. Run that beautiful bean footage.
That's right. So here it is. You didn't need to watch. We're handling it for you.
Here, we got you.
Yeah. Here's your winner's montage.
And the American Music Award goes to... The new artist of the year is Dove Cameron.
For favorite rock artist...
Machine Gun Kelly!
For favorite country duo or group...
Dan and Shay!
For favorite male R&B artist...
Chris Brown!
For favorite pop album...
Taylor Swift!
For favorite hip-hop song.
Wait for You, Future, featuring Drake and Sam.
For favorite music video.
All Too Well is short film.
For favorite pop song.
As It Was, Harry Styles.
For artist of the year.
Taylor Swift!
There we go.
Yep.
There's your winner's montage. What else are we missing, Lex?
Taylor Swift, she was up for 6 awards, won all 6.
Of course she did.
Of course she did, yes. Let's see here. Pink, I got to talk about some of the performances because Pink was, although it was the night of Taylor Swift and winning, I think Pink had some of the best performances of her career. It was so, yes, it was so much fun to see her. She has this new song called Never Gonna Not Dance Again. Once you get past the double negative of the song, it's really a banger. It's just this pop fizz, just really fun song. And so then she came out. It just, so there was like a little tape thing in the beginning. She had roller skates on and she has like these big, fishnet, but like big, like holes in the fishnet with, and then like longer, like little, like short shorts. And so she came out and she just looked so good. She just was having the best time. And that was just really a fun way. That's how the AMAs opened, was with her performance of Never Gonna Not Dance Again. I have to take a second there to go, wait, hold on.
A lot of negatives.
Right. But then there was a really beautiful tribute to Olivia Newton-John. And she sang Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Which I have it queued up.
Oh, you do? Wonderful. Let's play a little bit. You normally don't think of Pink as that soft sing-songy voice, right? She's kind of husky, but she did an absolutely beautiful job.
And if you're listening to us on the podcast, you won't hear this.
Yeah, sorry.
My apologies. Sorry. That's right.
Yeah. YouTube.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Alexa. I just wanted to let you know that I had it queued up for you.
Love
Let's read in your mind. Here we go. Let's just run this for the rest of the show. That's fantastic.
Oh my gosh, we're devoted. Today is the day you can also buy tickets to Pink and Brandi Carlisle.
Which, I mean, are you dying?
Come on.
What time do they go on sale? Alexis, do you need to leave?
Okay. Don't worry, I'm ready. I am ready to get my tickets because you know I love both of them deeply. Another fun event, fun thing that happened during the American Music Awards was Lionel Richie. He won the Icon Award. And, you know, he just has like an endless catalog of songs. And one thing I really love, just like the Grammys, the American Music Awards, they kind of mash people together. So imagine this. We have Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, and Charlie Puth. They have pianos that are facing each other. And they sang some Richie and Commodore classics. Three Times a Lady. They sang Easy. Jesus is Love. Say You, Say Me. It was just amazing.
It's like a dueling piano.
Yes. With three of them. Oh my gosh. I love how they worked in Charlie Puth.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you know, he's a genius. Just able to just pop in and join in. And oh my goodness. It was really
what
fun.
A moment for him.
Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Let's
I have that too. Here we go.
I love. Can y'all say that? I love.
Oh, Stevie, too. Say that.
It still don't sound as good as the lineup. You. What you got?
I'm going to pick a song. Lionel sounds best in A-flat major. I know that's the most me thing to say ever, but...
It's okay.
You know, the genius of Lionel, the genius of you, Lionel, is that you know what the song is before it begins, right when you hear the first lick of the piano.
You know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yes! Oh, easy like Sunday morning.
Just amazing.
Oh,
what
again,
gifts.
I could listen to this all day. Forget us. Let's just, anyway.
Oh, and Wayne Brady, he was the host. He did a great job. He came
did
out,
he?
You know, did his thing. He kicked it off. You know, he's a great singer and dancer.
Yeah.
And then he just kept the show going.
Yeah, that's what you do, Lex.
That's the job.
Yep. Did you see
really
the Kelly
fun.
Rowland moment?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, that was
she presented, Chris Brown won. He did not win, but she kind of got down on everybody for booing.
Here's a little bit of that.
Chris Brown. Now, Chris Brown is not here tonight, so I'm accepting this award on his behalf. Excuse me. Chill out. But I want to tell Chris thank you so much for making great R&B music. And I want to tell him thank you for being an incredible performer. I'll take this award, bring it to you. I love you. Congratulations. And congratulations to all the nominees in this category.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. I mean, is Kelly surprised that people are booing Chris?
No, she shouldn't be.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know.
The other thing, another reason why people might have been booing him is because he also said on Saturday that he was supposed to do a Michael Jackson tribute, but he canceled last minute.
Oh,
so
okay.
It could have been a combo. Well, yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, well, there we go.
There you go. Oh, and list some fashion moments. Speaking of Kelly Rowland, she had a leopard, oh my goodness, beautiful gown on. I just, you feel animalistic looking at her. She looked absolutely gorgeous. Another moment, which, you know, I know we normally don't pick this guy for cool fashion moments, but, well, I guess it depends on who you ask, but Machine Gun Kelly, he came with this purple spiked suit on. Did you see pictures?
Yes.
Just, of course, for the runway, or for the, but the red carpet.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looked beautiful. Also, Niecy Nash and her wife, Jessica Betts. Did you guys see her?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh. It was a single strap, beautifully fitted black gown, mermaid style. She had gloves on and the sparkly purse. And her wife had this like color blocked suit on that's green and black, red and yellow. Oh man, beautiful couple.
I gotta go look at those pictures.
The fashion at these are, it's just so fine because you can take risks. You can wear a denim gown.
So do you think this is better than the Grammys now? As far as like, they're really going to have to do something.
They're really going to have to. Ugh,
because so, this Grammys was still, sounds so excellent. I mean, I missed it. I forgot too, Jason.
I know. I believe. Yeah,
but
I was watching
it. Sounds like this is like,
movie.
Woo, way up there.
It was really good. Yeah, I think you're right. The Grammys have to step it up, but you know, I still always love them too for the same reasons. It's the mashup of performances, and that they can take risks on the run.
Runway.
Red carpet,
because
it's just so fun to see.
I love it. The AMAs, you can see highlights on their official YouTube channel or ABC On Demand, which I'm thinking it might be on Hulu. I don't know. When we come back, more TV talk. The Great British Bake Off comes to an end. We'll talk about that more when we can come back.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
This merry, merry Christmas from your Kmart Christmas store. Save on sweaters and on hats, bowling balls and baseball bats.
Cameras, TVs, bikes and plants, goldfish, bath toys, slippers, pants.
Beerers, dresses, perfume, socks, toasters, roasters, probes and clocks. Candy, records, films and toys at Santa Land for girls and boys. Christmas smiles on every face at Kmart's Christmas saving place.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Welcome back to our mediocre morning radio show.
Rude,
this is very rude. It's from 1979.
I remember
Kmart
it.
Christmas. I do too.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas from your Kmart Christmas store.
That's where Dar got every one of my He-Man figures from when I was a kid. I got a slushie. I got a red little slushie from Kmart's little slushie thing.
Nice.
And then I would get to pick out a He-Man toy if I was lucky. They were $5 back then. $5,
wow.
Even the ones that are kind of roach get a lot more money than that these days.
Yep.
You got that Gen 1. Wow.
Yeah, I have a Gen 1. My Castle Grayskull is right behind me. The actual Castle Grayskull that I played with is right behind me in the shot here. If you ever watch any of our videos, It's the one that I had to get rid of the mold. I had to clean that up.
I had one too. Oh, it's just the slime. I was like really into that.
It's so good. I love it so much. Brings me joy knowing it's behind me. Welcome back to our show, everybody. Hope you're having a really good Monday. A little programming, note. We have so much today, and just like we're not going to get to everything. Am I the asshat? We will be doing at the top of the third hour. We won't be doing a two today. That'll return normally next week. Right now, it's more TV. Time for a little, an end of season check-in for the Great British Bake Off. Or the Great British Baking Show, depending on where you are. Let me issue a little spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I'm not listening.
Season's over. All three of us watched it. Lex, ladies first, your thoughts.
The right person won. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's just so fun to see them. I really love them all in the end, and I think that there's a show that could easily happen with Sandro and Sabira. Wouldn't that be a fun TV show if they cooked together?
Possibly.
And did fun things together, because they're so much fun. Whenever Sabira is on with Noel, they just are a riot together. And you could tell that he really genuinely loves her sense of humor. And of course, she has just some really delicious, unusual, at least for them, flavor combinations.
Colin had a very interesting, I got to give him credit. He had an interesting theory. He doesn't think, what's his name? I just forgot his name.
Abdul? Matt?
No, the contestant.
Sandro.
Sandro. He doesn't think Sandro gets along that wonderfully with the other contestants.
Oh, I didn't get that. Maybe with Abdul, but him and Sabir always hugging each other. And
oh, because he got the impression from like when they show photos at the end of the episode and like, this is what they're doing now. He's like, there were a lot of meetups and Sandro was never a part of them.
Oh, I see. Oh.
He said it's just a possibility. Yeah.
Well, and but I also noticed too that normally at the end, it's a lot longer. Like, this is what they've been doing. This is what and they go into individual bakers and what they're doing. And then when the different meetups, but this was like very short.
Yeah.
Kind of recap. Did you feel that way too?
I did.
Yeah, I had to. Couldn't read fast enough. I was like, yes. Who's doing what with what? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just had time to look at the pictures. I think the first signature challenge was so complicated. Right. I was like, they got to take a lot of time with these bakes.
Yeah.
You know, picnic?
Well, that's a good point. All three of them did a great job. Sandro, though, I'm wondering if, okay, so you're a contestant, right? They tell you have to make these three things, sandwiches, a pie, and then a roll. And then you decide to make a fourth element.
They don't even taste it.
No.
As a judge, would you feel the same way, or would you just at least kind of go, wow, okay, you've gone over and above? That felt like a little slight.
Well, that's what he did
him.
A lot.
Yeah,
he did. If I could put like a title on him, bit off more than he can chew.
Always.
Sometimes.
You put too much liquor in there. Stop putting so much liquor in there.
I kind of admire that about him, though.
He was one, though, that, Lex. Obviously I like him.
Yeah.
But he was one that I thought peaked early and got worse as the season went on.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be, well, I mean, he was in the finals, but yeah, he was a little bit more consistent in the beginning.
Yep.
And I always think it's a bad idea in the bake-off whenever in the finals they say, I'm going to redeem myself for all the bad things that I couldn't cook.
Yes.
And they try to work like three elements into it, which you didn't get right the first time. Just move on. Nobody wants, you're in the finals. Don't think about that. Don't focus on that.
Focus
the
on
judges,
our gifts.
They don't remember. Just go on, and it's all, every day is a new day. Just
go with what you're really good at.
Don't try to do three things that you failed at. And that's happened before. Like, they want to show that they can actually do it, but I think it's a mistake. Because he really was clear that he was, if they had first, second, and third, it was clear that he was third.
Yeah.
Because he really did not do well.
You want to be more Abdul. Because he really started to shine at the end. He didn't start winning anything until the semifinals.
I was going to say, he was a quiet, like the dark horse. Like, I didn't think much of his chances.
I thought Maxie would be there.
Yeah, me too!
Yep.
We're talking Great British Bake Off, if you just tuned in.
And Giannis.
Oh, God, I hate it when he went.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so sweet.
It was a... Look, I really loved the season at the beginning. I thought, you know, there wasn't a single contestant other than like episode one or two with Eyebrow Woman. There wasn't one contestant that drove me nuts like there is some seasons. But I got to tell you, now that it's over and, you know, the waves are coming in and washing away, this was an underwhelming season for me. I didn't capital L love it.
I think it was because of a lot of the challenges.
Yes.
They just were like, really?
Totally.
You're making s'mores? That.
Mexican week.
Yeah. Yes.
Disaster.
And pastry week wasn't, I mean, it was just like,
no.
I don't know. I just didn't. I think they're trying to, like, you can go back and repeat things done. No one's going to remember. And if they do, they're hardcore fans anyway. Like, have them make a Victoria sponge cake. I don't know.
Yes.
I mean,
we don't remember.
Yeah.
We don't remember season two. Make me a chocolate chip cookie.
And they're all going to be different. They're going to do their own thing.
Make me a horrible oatmeal raisin cookie. Work of the devil.
Oh, see, now we're fighting.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I brought it up. Poking the bear. Poking the birthday bear. No, they're not. Raisins are the work of the devil. They should not be in baked goods.
Oh, my God.
They should not be in baked goods. Oatmeal raisin is an inferior cookie. Just saying.
Oh, my God.
It's an inferior freaking
cookie.
So delicious. No, it's not.
Have you ever tried it with a craisin?
Yeah.
Is that? Okay, how do you feel about craisins?
I don't know, Lex. Why don't you make one? And we'll eat it together.
Absolutely. I can do that.
When we come back.
I've become a bacon mama now.
I know you are. I know. When we come back, we're not done yet. Like I said, no double ass hat today. We only have one ass hat for you. No double ass hat. Just one today. There's just so much to get to. Another big story today, World Cup. Hello, that started too.
Heavens. USA plays today.
Yeah, Lex has a story. Dawn has a story about World Cup. And then, have you ever pretended to cook? Alexis has that. When we return.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday. This is the very best day of the year. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday. The most amazing day of the year.
Thank you, Michael Bolton. Bring us back, because today is Alexis's 62nd birthday. That's right.
Baby.
She's 62nd, 62 today,
great.
Everybody. She looks great.
You. This natural hair.
No, Alexis is very, very young compared to Dawn and me. So,
true.
Yes, very young. Yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And this is our last day with Lex for a little while. She's going away. She's inviting her entire family over for the week, and then she's leaving. She's just going to let surprise.
We got things to do.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Yeah. Taking a week off. It's going to be, it's a nice
We'll have a great time.
Break.
Thank you. Have a good time. Happy birthday.
Yes.
We have so much to get to. We usually do ass hat today, but we're just going to do a single ass hat, and that's going to come up at the top of the hour.
If you want to insult someone, you can call them a double ass hat, though. I just decided when you said that, it was great.
Double ass hat. Yeah. We're only going to have a single one today. World Cup also happened. I mean, there's just so much. Ticketmaster, Bob Iger.
Woo!
It's a sad story, which we got to mention too, probably in a little bit, but World Cup 2. Lex, what's happening?
Well, I'm excited because the World Cup only happens every 4 years. The USA plays today at 1. Now, I want to make sure that is the right time here because... let's see. And also, big news yesterday, Qatar, they are the host team. They lost yesterday to Ecuador. So that was a big deal. So they play today, and the United States plays Wales. Okay. And gosh, what is the time zone here on this? I'll figure that out. But I know Don has some news about the fire. Well, it's like a fire island.
It's like Fire Festival. It's a mess.
Oh, yeah. So I can tell you about that now if you
want to.
Go ahead.
So this is a nightmare. you know, Qatar is only about the size of Connecticut. It's on a peninsula. So they created, because there's so many people coming and it's over 29 days, they created this little fan village. And there, it was supposed to be it's 200 a night for people. And you should see the videos of what they get. It was still under construction. It's about 20 minutes a bus ride away from anything. It's out in the middle of the desert. And they're made of like thick plastic. So it was like too hot during the day. There's no air conditioners. It's just like mattresses. Ooh. I mean, there are bed frames at least, but the showers and sinks spewed brown water.
Ooh.
It didn't look like a fun getaway.
I'm sorry,
getaway.
Brown water?
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
Also, it was away from like any place to get water. It's just like these series of tents. And it's like a makeshift village, but it is like, no. I mean, it's like a tent wall in between you and the other person. These are not permanent structures. And people are just not happy about it. I mean, it's like the Fyre Festival all over again. A lot of BBC News. You can follow them and find out inside Qatar's fan village. That's probably one of the best little video clips you can see on Twitter, as it is still there currently. It might burn down later today, so you might want to catch it now. And then if you just do fan village, like hashtag fan village, World Cup fan village, you'll see it's really like, yes, for $200 a night. Are you kidding me? Somebody posted something that says, we spent the night in the fan village near Lusail Stadium. Guests slowly checking in to find out they can't buy drinking water without a wristband. It's 30 degrees Celsius, which is super hot. Nearest shop is an hour walk. Nobody knows where the wristbands are. We're told the festival is meant to kick off at 6:30 p.m. And this was like, it's just a desert. Nobody's there. It's shocking.
Oh my gosh. There's already a controversial host too.
There's a lot of controversy just because of their human rights record.
Yeah.
People are wondering why they were rewarded. But look, all of these alleged, you know, whether it's the Olympic Committee, all of these have had accusations of being corrupt for decades.
Yes.
And the nomination process, the choosing process, has always been clouded in accusations of being tainted and bribery. And,
oh, yeah. I'm seeing that here now.
Oh, yeah. I say this to you? Whether it's the Olympics or the World Cup, do not put in a bid if your country, state, whatever, cannot handle the infrastructure. What are you doing?
No.
What are you doing, the leaders of these places? And I'm not just picking on Qatar. I'm just talking in general.
Yeah.
Remember, I think it was the last Olympics. They barely got it done. The country and the town escapes me.
I think it was China, wasn't it?
Maybe it was China. Well, just... Come on.
It says, you must adhere to Qatari law. Any alcohol, pork product, or displays of homosexuality result in imprisonment. Fyre Festival-esque dingy tents, stadiums built off slave labor, journalists harassed, accusations of Qatar bribing opponents to tank.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I just want to go there with my Paul Lind t-shirt. It just says gay.
Short shorts.
I'll borrow my husband's cut-off jean shorts.
Yeah, perfect. Hot.
They're not cut off, I should say. They're just rolled up. I shouldn't say that.
Well, you can cut them off.
Just make
them shorter.
And then make them, then he can roll them up then. Uh-huh. Again.
Only Colin can wear those. But anyway.
Yeah, if you're interested, the World Cup game today is at 1 our time.
Yeah.
Yep. Playing Wales.
Shameless plug, but it is a programming note. If you're looking for my show during World Cup, because it's on Fox, we are moving over to Fox 9 Plus through the duration of the World Cup. So, or if you can't, if the World Cup's on Fox 9, our show's being moved over to our second station, Fox 9 Plus. So, please follow us over there throughout the World Cup. That's where you will find us, unless we're in a rerun because of the holidays, which will be happening later this week. So, as I'm drunk with Mickey Mouse, so thank you for allowing me.
It's gonna be really fun because Bob Iger, you know, I just think the mood is gonna be really great at the park.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Bob Iger coming back as CEO is what we're talking about. Yeah, I already heard from my Brits, my Joanna and Beth. She said, cast members, there's like text chains, thousands dancing of everybody is going to be dancing. It's going to look like a Disney musical. It'll look like the opening number of Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Everyone, it's like a French village. But anyway, we had a conversation about that in our first and second hour. If you want to download the podcast a little bit later. Speaking of podcasts, don't forget, you're looking for something great to listen to. And you've already listened to us, download the newest episode of News from the Krabby Coffee Shop on GarageLogic.com. That's from Kenny and Dawn. And then speaking of Disney, the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers is available right now on Podcast One or wherever you get your podcast. When we come back, am I the asshat? Next. It's a beautiful day.